Hi, I'm Tamara Miles, professor at Boston College and instructor and researcher at the University of Pennsylvania.
And I'm Wes Adams, the CEO of SV Consulting Group, and also a researcher at the Positive Psychology Center at University of Pennsylvania. Together, we're the co-authors of Meaningful Work, How to Ignite Passion and Performance in Every Employee.
We're excited to share five key insights from our book that will show you how to create moments of meaning that make every job more meaningful. Here's the first insight.
Every job can and should be meaningful, and leaders make that happen. Meaning at work isn't just for people who have jobs at nonprofits or in helping professions. Your job doesn't have to be your life's calling for your work to feel worthwhile. Moments of meaning can happen in every job, every day. Those moments drive passion, performance, and well-being. A quick look at today's talent marketplace shows that meaning is on everyone's mind. 9 out of 10 people are willing to earn less money for a more meaningful job. Lack of meaning is the biggest reason people quit, or quietly quit, while those that believe their work is meaningful are 7 times more engaged, 64% more satisfied with their jobs, and 69% less likely to leave. In our book, we introduce the 3 C's of meaningful work: community, contribution, and challenge, and show how small shifts from leaders can create powerful moments that inspire people to do their best work. We often think of meaning as a personal pursuit, but leaders have more influence on meaningful work than we realize. Our research found that nearly half of an employee's experience of meaning at work comes from what their leaders say, do, and prioritize. The most effective leaders don't leave meaning to chance. They design work environments where people feel connected, understand their impact, and have opportunities to grow. We often think meaning comes from big achievements or major career milestones, but meaning doesn't have to come from huge accomplishments. Small, everyday moments, moments of feeling valued, recognized, or connected, can ignite passion and performance. Think about a moment when a manager took the time to ask you how you were really doing or inquired about your weekend. A colleague thanked you for something you didn't think anyone else noticed. A mentor challenged you to take on something just outside your comfort zone. A customer or client told you how your work made a real difference. These moments aren't random. They're intentionally shaped by leaders to create workplaces where meaning is visible and employees are valued. When work feels meaningful, motivation, engagement, and innovation follow. We're going to highlight a few small ways that you can create a meaningful moment for someone on your team today.
2. Workplaces like forests are super organisms. Hidden networks of support make them strong. At first glance, a forest may look like individual trees growing side by side. But beneath the soil, their roots are interconnected, forming a vast underground network that shares nutrients and signals to stress. Scientists call this a superorganism, and it's the secret to a thriving ecosystem. The best workplaces operate the same way. These organizations aren't just groups of high performers. They are what we call superorganizations. Interconnected systems where people feel supported, valued, and connected. Research shows that employees who feel deeply connected at work are 92% more likely to develop professionally and 34% more likely to reach their goals. Strengthening these invisible networks doesn't require grand gestures. It only takes 40 seconds. A simple check-in at the start of a meeting, what's something important happening in your life outside of work, can transform how people feel about their work. A sincere thank you tied to a specific action makes someone feel seen. A brief moment of support, even something as small as offering help on a project, signals that people are not alone. These everyday interactions, though small, create the psychological safety and trust that make teams stronger. When people feel seen, they thrive, and when they thrive, so does the entire organization. The hidden power of superorganizations isn't just in big initiatives or formal programs. It's in the micro moments of connection that leaders create every day. These moments add up, creating a sense of community and shaping a culture where people flourish and perform at their best.
Number three, contribution fuels engagement, but only if people see their impact. People don't burn out from hard work. They burn out from working hard without feeling that their work matters. The most engaged employees are the ones who can draw a direct line between their work and its positive impact on coworkers, customers, and larger organizational goals. But here's the problem. Most employees don't see that connection on their own. Less than 40% of employees believe they are adequately recognized for their contributions. Without regular, meaningful feedback, people start to feel invisible. And when they do, performance and retention suffer. Positive feedback is one of the most powerful tools that leaders have to reinforce contribution. But not all feedback is created equal. Vague praise, like, "great job," can be forgettable. Specific recognition that ties someone's actions to a larger impact can be transformative. When a leader says, "thank you for all your hard work on this project. Because of you, we were able to secure funding that will help thousands of people," they are doing more than giving feedback. They are drawing a direct line between an employee's work and its larger impact. These moments shape whether someone feels like a cog in the machine or an integral part of something bigger. Recognition isn't just a feel-good practice. It's a critical performance driver. Without positive feedback, employees are 74% more likely to leave within a year. But just one genuine thank you each week from a manager is enough to cut disengagement in half. Leaders who consistently highlight contribution create workplaces where people don't just show up, they do their best work.
Four, growth happens in the zone of possibility. The best work experiences don't come from playing it safe or pushing to the brink of burnout. They happen in what we call the zone of possibility. That sweet spot between comfort and overwhelm, where people feel stretched but supported, challenged but capable. When work is too easy, people disengage. When it's too hard, they shut down. But when leaders set expectations just beyond someone's current abilities and provide the right support, employees experience real growth, and with it, deeper engagement, confidence, and motivation. This is where meaning-driven leaders make the difference. They see someone's potential before that person sees it in themselves. They create environments where pushing and supporting happen simultaneously, one hand on your back, propelling you forward, and the other hand under your arm to steady you as you navigate the trickiest terrain. Think about a time when a leader gave you a responsibility you weren't sure you were ready for, but helped you succeed. Or a time when you took on a challenge and in the process became a stronger, more capable version of yourself. Or a time when someone's belief in you changed what you believed about yourself. These aren't just moments of professional growth. They are moments of meaning. When leaders create them consistently, they ignite passion and performance in every employee.
Five. Meaning starts before day one. People don't start looking for meaning on their first day. They begin searching for it the moment they consider joining your team. Our research shows that the way leaders hire and onboard new employees has a surprising and long-lasting impact on how meaningful their work becomes. Meaning-driven leaders recognize that hiring isn't just about filling a role. It's about welcoming someone into a culture where they can thrive. Candidates aren't just evaluating salary and benefits. They're searching for a place where they belong, where their contributions will matter, and where they have room to grow. And once they accept the job, their first experiences shape how engaged and connected they feel over the life of their employment. This is where meaningful onboarding makes all the difference. The best organizations don't just walk new hires through paperwork and policies. They create an experience that builds connection and cultural alignment from day one. Leaders can focus on a few key elements to create a meaningful beginning. Cultural mastery. Instead of throwing people into the deep end, help them understand the organization's mission, its values, and why their work matters by sharing real stories of how those things come to life. Authentic relationship building. The best workplaces don't leave connections to chance. By introducing new hires to mentors, peers, and key leaders, you help them feel seen and supported from the start. Meaningful first days. A new employee's first tasks should feel meaningful, not just administrative. By setting them up with a quick win that has a clear impact, you can highlight the ways that their work matters to the organization. When hiring and onboarding are intentionally meaningful, people feel valued before they even step through the door. And that feeling of meaning compounds over time, fueling engagement, loyalty, and high performance.
Meaningful work isn't a perk. It's a critical performance driver. When leaders cultivate community, contribution, and challenge, they ignite passion and performance in every employee. The future of work is meaningful. It's time to build workplaces where people don't just show up, they light up.